DJ Hexmob, aka Mariah Maxim, a 3-year senior at St. Andrew Sewanee School. And now, coming to you direct from the studios at St. Andrew Sewanee School, it's Crossroads, the singer-songwriter hour featuring new music produced and recorded by students, faculty, and friends of St. Andrew Sewanee School in Sewanee, Tennessee, a private, co-educational day and boarding school with outstanding academics, arts, and athletics. Your hosts tonight are Dr. Will Ireley, SAS Performing Arts Director, and DJ Milwaukee, aka Luke Bosselman, a junior from Nashville, Tennessee. Crossroads is sponsored by GACA and the Heather Ireley Performing Arts Endowment, empowering the next generation of performing artists. For more information, visit artsgaca.org. That's artsgaca.org. And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Will and DJ Milwaukee.
Welcome to episode 2 of The Crossroads. That's right, the boys are back at The Crossroads. I am Dr. Will Ireley, Performing Arts Director at St. Andrew Sewanee School, coming to you live from WMTN 103.1 The Mountain in the beautiful studios. Here we got Maestro James pushing the buttons behind the glass, and across from me is my partner in crime, Mr. Luke Bosselman.
DJ Milwaukee, glad to be here. It's a good time.
All right, DJ Milwaukee. Well, we said we were going to have Cat Carpenter in the studio for this episode, but
we lied.
Cat had, we did kind of lie. Cat is committed with some projects she has going with the Sewanee Symphony Orchestra and their jazz ensemble. So we are very fortunate to have Parker Kowalski in the studio today. Welcome,
hello.
Parker.
Hello.
And Parker is going to be presenting us with his own brand of music. We got 3 guitars in the studio today. It's very guitar heavy today in the studio. So welcome, Parker. Parker, you're a junior here at St. Andrew Sewanee School. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your musical journey.
So I've lived in Sewanee all my life. I went to elementary school, and then I've been at SAS since 6th grade. I only really started getting into music around 8th grade. Like, I had Spotify a little bit in elementary school near the end, but I wasn't like a diehard music fan. And then one day at dinner, I was just like, hey, you know what would be pretty cool? Maybe I could start playing guitar. And my stepdad, who's a huge guitar player and stuff, he's been a player since like the 90s, he was like, all right, here's your first lesson, and here I am now. So yeah,
that's
kinda changed
awesome.
All my musical tastes, stuff like that. So yeah, it was really nice.
That's great. Luke, does that kind of echo your journey a little bit? Did you kind of, middle school was when the flip switched for you too?
Well, I had loved music all my life. Big brother, guitar player from a young age. And then middle brother started playing drums, kind of fell off, but I still love playing drums. So I really loved it from a young age. Didn't start playing guitar till 4th grade. And then I kind of took a hiatus from that. And then 7th grade, I really picked it up again. And I was like, this is amazing. This is best decision I've ever made. You know, I love it.
My journey was a little different. I actually started at 5 when I picked up my dad's guitar and the Beatles, this bootleg Beatles album was on. It was like Let It Be, the Let It Be tapes that were stolen. And my dad had this bootleg album and they were doing 2 of Us. And that little guitar riff in, you know, intro. And so they're like looking at, they're doing that intro and I'm like starting to, I started like playing along and I was like just kind of strumming along with it or trying to play along. My dad just automatically thought I was a musical prodigy and he bought me my first guitar. So that's kind of what happened for me. But
got that head start.
Yes, exactly. But again, coming from a musical family, as Parker has music in his family and then you have music in your family, Luke, I know. So it's kind of that, you know, it's kind of born into you a little bit. It's going to come out somewhere, somehow.
It's in your genealogy, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Parker, what is your first song for us today?
My first song, I don't have a name for it quite yet. Working title is just Letter. So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the style and what inspired it.
The style. I'm into like a lot of indie rock, especially more experimental stuff. I really like the band Slint. Their big song,
like a post rock style.
Yeah, post rock.
Yeah.
'90s sort of, And they've got this one really good song. It's their most popular one. I think it's... I can't think of the name right now. I'm sorry. It's the first one off their only album, I think. They've got an EP too. But and so, yeah, and I just kind of really like the more kind of storytelling, but it's also a lot more like abstract. So, yeah, kind of more atmospheric, gloomy-ish style. So, yeah, I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the debut of Parker Kowalski.
The subject of the letter was left blank. And its envelope had no address. Topmost flap wasn't sealed, and its contents all poured out. Pigeon delivered it. He admired its ways. Not light like a feather, but hollow like his bones. When he set it down on her doorstep, it kept on trying to float away.
I loved that.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really. unique yeah. style.
Thank you. I was also inspired a lot by Radiohead. So, yeah.
Yeah, I could hear the Radiohead vibes in there for sure.
That's
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Like all the tempo changes, some of the key changes that you had in there. It was really interesting. Very, very dense lyrics, too. What inspired the lyrics?
The lyrics, same. It was Radiohead. I like kind of, it's something really personal to me. And so, I kind of, whenever I write like a poem or song about something that's personal to me, I like keeping it really cryptic, you know? And so that's kind of like what inspired the lyrics. It's kind of explaining real life, but like through fantasy lens, I guess. So yeah, that was kind of my main goal. And yeah.
I love your unique perspective. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. So Luke, I understand you got something new for us this week.
Oh,
part of our part of what we do here, Parker, is we Luke and I each share a song too, and then you'll get to close us out today with one of your originals, one more of your originals. So be prepared. We're going to throw it back at you. But first, we're going to move over to Luke here and see what Luke's got. What's been on Luke's mind this week?
So I got a song called Run It Back. I actually wrote this probably a month ago, something like that. And I did like it a lot when I wrote it, and I still like it.
I think this is one of the first ones you played.
I think this might be the first one I ever played.
I think you're right.
I had written it like that night or something, and I was like proud of it.
You were, and rightfully so.
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Luke Bosselman with "Run It Back."
Well, I'm sitting in my bed. So many thoughts are racing through my head. Oh. Should I stay or should I go? I really, really do not know. I do not know. 'Cause my mind is collapsing and so is my health. My lungs are filled with tar. My heart is filled with doubt. Oh, my lungs. Oh, my heart. I'm falling right apart. Could I be falling right apart? You say I'm like a machine. I am cold and brittle. My eyes are beady and I'm feeling kind of belittled. But you don't know who I am. You don't know where I've been. You don't know if I could start again. Well, I would play it from the beginning, my friend. Can we play it from the beginning, my friend? Let's run it back. Can we run it back? Is it far too late to go back? My mind is collapsing and so is my health. My lungs are filled with tar. My heart is filled with doubt. Oh, my lungs. Oh, my heart. Could I be falling right apart? Oh, let me fall right apart. And you don't know what I've done to get this far. You don't know what I've done to kill the pain. You've never had to sit in your room while your friends all played in the rain. You've never had to look in the mirror and say, well, my mind is collapsing and so is my health. My lungs are filled with tar. My heart is filled with doubt. Oh, my lungs. Said goodbye to my heart. Oh, I'm falling right apart. You let me fall right apart.
Run it back. Way to go, Luke.
It's a same as my other ones last time, except for Working for the Devil. But this one's angsty. A lot of teenage angst in this one, as you said last time, you know?
So tell me about the angst in this one. Where did this come from? What's the genesis?
Well, I mean, kind of same with the one I played last time about being kind of homesick. Do you want to go home? I was like, if I could just reset my life and I just lived it all over again, would I be here right now? Mm-hmm. Like, if I knew where I would end up, if I knew, like, from the beginning that I would be here, if I made the same choices, would I make those same choices and end up here? Would I come here earlier? Would I come here later? Would I come here at all, you know?
Interesting.
And I think I did discover that I would end up here earlier, probably.
Nice. Yeah. We love
to
hear.
Which is always good.
We get you on the mountain here at St. Andrew's Suwannee School, and you never want to go home.
Yeah. So I have the impression that you're going to be sharing with us now. What's this one called?
Well, you know, this is interesting because I had a student that basically wanted to know some songwriting theory, how to write a song. And as I was working through it, some ideas of my own started popping up. And there's been a lot on my heart and my mind lately about what's going on in Gaza and Jerusalem. And so I started channeling some Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie and,
love,
you know,
Pete
Peter,
Seeger.
Paul and Mary.
Oh, yeah.
People that you may or may not know.
I do.
Youngsters. So,
yeah, I know.
But, you know, I was getting my 60s on, and so I wrote a kind of a peace protest song.
I love
and,
that.
It's called Time to Begin.
Time to Beginning.
Blood in the street, the Gaza town. Can't you see your brother on the ground? The story is the same in Jerusalem. Lord, where are your children bound? Won't you reach out and call someone friend? Help to change this old world we live in, yeah. Well, I don't know where it will end. You gotta hold on tight. It's time to begin. God you believe in, brothers, are we beneath the skin? With so many dying and so many dead, you think that the truth would finally sink in? Won't you reach out and call someone friend? Help to change this old world we live in, yeah. Where it will end, you gotta hold on tight. It's time to begin. Sisters, the time is at hand. Spread the news across the land. If we all join in, work as one, together we shall overcome. Won't you reach out and call someone friend? Help to change this old world we live in. Well, it will end. You gotta hold on tight. It's time to begin. I don't know where it will end. Hold on tight. It's time to begin. Time to begin.
That really gave me a I Ain't Marching Anymore type vibe. Pete Seeger, love that song.
I definitely had to throw in that We Shall Overcome in there.
Yeah, man, it's great.
So
I love that.
Had to pay that homage there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
You got to do it. But yeah, you were saying before, you're like, oh, you youngsters, I love Pete Seeger, for your information. Just want to put that out there.
Who doesn't? You got to. And if you're paying your musical dues and you're studying your musical heritage, you need to. Pete Seeger needs to be in there, along with Arlo and John Prine and some of those great American songwriters.
Your flag decal doesn't get you into heaven anymore.
It sure doesn't.
Beautifully written. Anyway, Parker, what's this last song called?
This last song, it's also got a working title. I call this one Tower because it's one of the first words in the song.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So we're looking at Tower. Give us a little background on this song too, yeah. Parker.
So it's a continuation in my life on the story from the first song, but Ooh. Now in a different context still.
I like that.
Not super direct with it, and not that it's like not about anything.
Right? Yeah.
But it's like, it's a continuation of the previous story.
So is this a newer song than the last one? The last one was a little older?
Okay, it's awesome. Newer. Though they're both, the lyrics were written around the same time. The guitar, the way I generally write, like, the instrumentals for songs that I write is I just kind of like jam around. I just see, like, mess around with my guitar, see what sounds good. And if I hear something that sounds good, I just kind of try and replay it and try and figure out what it was. And that was the case for both of those songs that I just added on to them. And so, yeah.
So like we talked about this last week. Luke and I talked about this last week. For you?
I'd say music before the lyrics. Oh, I've had some songs where I try and write the lyrics beforehand and then try and put them to music, but I never really liked the lyrics.
Interesting. Very interesting. We kind of talked about that. I think all of us are music first guys.
So. The lyrics come from the guitar, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
For me, at least.
Well, awesome. So this is the debut of Parker Kowalski on Tower.
It had a heartbeat strong enough to destroy the towers, and the people cheered as it toppled Goliath. But it was just having a heart attack, fluttering, harboring fears of what might happen. So it put on its plated armor and ran off and set them loose, destroying its reputation among the people and the fans. So he wandered off and bowed his head down again. Its pacemaker was working overtime when it went to the storm. In the public again, in their crying eyes, it had a heart attack and began searching its mind for alibis in case they ever ask it why. It put on its pleated armor and ran off and set them loose, destroying its reputation among the people. The friends have wandered off and bowed its head down again.
Tower by Parker Kowalski. Parker, that was giving me some serious Cure vibes right there.
Thank you.
It really was. And I love that C sus run up and down the fretboard. It's so cool. So, it almost sounds like two guitars going in some place.
Thank you.
Really awesome. Nice transition.
I was
there.
Kind of inspired by a lot of like the kind of shimmery indie rock sounds too that I like listening to, kind of dream pop sort of chord progression.
The voice, the vocal had that ethereal quality as well. You know, kind of really, really interesting. Very interesting. Well, we've done it, gentlemen. We've wrapped up another episode of The Crossroads.
We did it.
Next time, we have some keyboard action happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I won't introduce just in case.
Just in case.
We get stood up again. But if we do, we'll just bring Parker back for a couple more songs.
Yeah, so honestly.
That's what we'll do.
Be happy to have you.
Happy to have you. Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So with that, I am Dr. Will Ierley, SAS Performing Arts Director.
DJ Milwaukee, Luke Bosselman. Happy to be here.
For Parker Kowalski and Maestro James Behind the Glass.
Oh, yeah.
So long, and we'll see you next time at The Crossroads.
See ya.
See ya.
crossroads, same for come and go.
DJ Hexmob, aka Mariah Maxim, and you've been listening to Crossroads, an original music show recorded and produced in the studios at St. Andrew Sewanee School. Your hosts tonight have been Dr. Will Ireley and DJ Milwaukee, aka Luke Bosselman. If you'd like to join us on Crossroads, just send an email to wmtn@sasweb.org and tell us a little bit about your music. We'll get right back to you. Crossroads is sponsored by GACA and the Heather Ireley Performing Arts Endowment, empowering the next generation of performing artists. For more information, visit artsgaca.org, that's artsgaca.org, and keep it tuned to the original music voice of the mountain, WMTN Radio.